Few days ago, you mentioned the four powers. Could you say more about them? I'm thinking that what was it? Iddipadas, probably the basis of success. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. So those are they're part of the structure of the 37 wings to awakening. And so these basis of success, basis of actually could also be translated basis of psychic power. So that chanda is the first one. Chanda as desire, as motivation, interest. Virya as effort, energy. Jitta, the application of the mind, or the mind being able to become focused and steady, so say the power of samadhi, and vimamsa as investigation, contemplation, and vimamsa as say as investigation. In this sense, there's several terms that are used for say contemplation, investigation, and this vimamsa has a connotation of reviewing, so that one's reviewing experience, reviewing, reflecting on experience, or reflecting on circumstance, or reflecting on knowledge. So it's like it's a way. And what happens, of course, in these, that base of that will generate more desire or motivation, chanda, and sense of interest will increase. So it's a there's a cycle that works in this. So that the cultivation of these four bases of success, almost always they are referred to in as something that are important aids in the establishing of concentration of samadhi. So that in order for, say, samadhi to really establish itself firmly, there needs to be interest and motivation in a meditation object, an ability to lift up a balanced energy, to be able to apply the mind steadily to an object, and then for the mind to reflect on what happens as one's directing attention, how to modulate, how to balance, how to deepen that steadying of the mind. And then, of course, that tends to keep the mind. These qualities are not exclusive to meditation. I mean, they're applicable to daily life. I mean, you don't do anything without having some kind of interest or motivation in terms of any particular project or task. You know, one has to lift up some motivation, some interest. You know, completely bored and fed up with it, it's nothing much happens. And then you have to be able to, you know, bring some kind of effort or energy and seem. So these qualities are actually, whether it's in daily life or in some meditation and long-term cultivation, these are qualities that we need to rely on and become familiar with, skilled with.